As I come before you, it's an honor, it's a privilege, as always, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. I want to recognize my pulpit associates, Minister Riley, who just dashed out, Reverend MacMillan, my lovely wife whose birthday we are celebrating today. She likes to call it a special birthday, but she calls them all special birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure I get them at special birthdays. I don't get anything on my special birthday. But when it come around to her, they special. I ain't understood that yet. That's another story.
That's all right. You're out of stand after a while.
I'm back.
Let us go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father.
Yes, sir.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir, God.
Come, Heavenly Dove.
Yes, sir, God.
Light on this place, Lord, and just fill right now with the Holy Ghost, Lord. God, speak with us as we listen, Lord. Just touch right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who need a special touch, those who need a special word, touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We call on you, Lord. We call on you, Lord, because we know that you are always listening. You're always attentive, Lord God, and we know that you will hear our cry.
Yes, sir, God.
Touch right now, Lord. Touch your servant, Lord, and move me out of myself, Lord God, and speak a word, but use me, Lord, and do with me what you wish. Oh, Lord, we call on you.
Yes, we do, Father.
We count on you, Lord, and we wait for you, for there's nothing that we can do until you come. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Father.
Have your way, Lord, in this place, on this day, in this vessel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, God.
God has a word for us today, somewhere in the scriptures that have been read and in the scripture that I will read, will be coming from Genesis chapter 18. And if you would, you're those of you with Bibles, and as Reverend MacMillan says, various devices for the Genesis chapter 18, and I'll be starting at verse 27. And verse 27 reads thusly: And Abraham answered and said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I would not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, Peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I would not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I would not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake.
All right.
And the Lord went his way. Mm-hmm. As soon as he had left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
We have a patient God.
Yes, sir. Long-suffering.
Thank you. Suffering. Put up with a whole lot of stuff. Yeah. You know, from the very beginning, from the beginning of humankind, God has spoken to man. Mm-hmm. God conversed with Adam in the first garden. Mm-hmm. God told Noah to build an ark. Mm-hmm. God spoke to Moses in a burning bush. Mm-hmm. And Paul heard his voice on the way to Damascus. Mm-hmm. God spoke to Abraham and promised him a son.
Yes.
But the question is, does God still speak to us today? Mm-hmm. And if he does, how does he do it? And when does he do it? And where does he do it? We know that one way God speaks to us is through Scripture.
That's right.
Well,
and God also speaks to us through our circumstances sometimes.
All right.
So today, God seems to be speaking to us both ways. He's allowing us to hear a conversation between him and his servant Abraham when we look at the scripture. And if we look out from the scripture and look at the world that we live in and everything that's going on in the world now,
yes,
and we,
yes,
if we can discern it all, mm-hmm, we will hear him speaking to us through our situations and circumstances.
Okay. All right.
And you can personalize that because some of us are going through some things, and if you listen carefully, you will hear God speak to you, mm-hmm, plainly. Mm-hmm. In that scripture, in that verse 20 that was read earlier, it says that the Lord said, mm-hmm, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great.
Great.
And because their sin is very grievous.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
In a bad situation. Mm-hmm. But God is speaking to us now. And you look around in the world today. I found myself this weekend as my wife pointed out that there was another big situation in Afghanistan. And I found myself saying, well, that's just normal. Mm-hmm. You know, that's Afghanistan and Iraq. You expect that's 60 or 70 people to die. That's just normal stuff. It's when it happens in a shopping center in Germany, maybe a little bit different, but the whole point being it's happening everywhere. The world is in a crisis.
Yes.
Is God trying to say something to us? Is he? Is God speaking to us? We live in a world where it seems that everything that can go wrong has already gone wrong.
All right.
We live in a world where anything goes. We need prayer. Is that what God is trying to tell us? Mm-hmm. You see, if we could but understand that what is the need of humankind? Mm-hmm. See, humankind has a sickness, and
all right,
that sickness is called sin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Listen to these scriptures. Ecclesiastes 7:20 says, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Uh-huh. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God."
Uh-huh.
Yes. 1 John 1:8 says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Mm-hmm. And then Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin
is death.
Is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Mm. You see, the problem with the world now is that it's just like us medically. If we have something wrong with us, we go to the doctor because we're suffering from an illness. Mm-hmm. The doctor will say to you, "Well, what is the symptoms?" And the doctor will start to treat your symptoms. Mm-hmm. Most don't even look any longer to find out what's the cause. Mm-hmm. They just treat the symptoms.
Yeah.
And that's what we've started to do in the world with the result of sin, all that goes on. You got drug addicts, you got murders, you got rape, you got terrorists, you got all of these things, and we try to address the symptoms, mm-hmm. but not the illness.
All right.
The illness is sin. See, we need to start seeking a medicine that will cure the disease. And when we find that medicine, we need to accept it as the remedy. I'm going to tell you what that remedy is.
All right.
See, that remedy is mercy and grace. I heard Sister Janet say, "His grace and mercy." I said, she's been in my sermon again. She's getting like Reverend MacMillan as she stays in my sermon. And mercy.
Yes, sir.
And grace. Let me tell you about mercy and grace here a minute. Cause see, God's mercy, mm-hmm. it keeps us from getting what we deserve. Mm-hmm. You see, Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. So God's mercy,
his mercy
withholds his judgment.
Oh yes.
See, people think grace and mercy are the same thing, but they have very distinct duties.
Oh yes.
See, mercy keeps us from getting what we deserve. Mm-hmm. And grace turns around and gives us what we do not deserve. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for both.
Amen.
So what is God trying to say to us today? And the Lord said in verse 17, he said, "The Lord says, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? See this today. This scripture shows us two sources of prayer. Mm-hmm. You see, many of us here today got here all on our own. Some of us just prayed our own self here. That's called a prayer. Just one who can pray for themselves and connect with God and bring themselves along. But most of us got here on somebody else's prayer.
Amen. Amen.
That prayer would be called an intercessor or intercessory prayer. As we read the scripture today, one is expressed and the other is implied. Genesis 18 and 27 clearly shows Abraham as the intercessor.
Yes.
Abraham was praying for the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
But by the very fact that there's an intercessor, it implies that there must be someone that he's praying for. Genesis 18:27 says, Abraham answered and said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Which am not but dust and ashes. You see, some of us may be called to be intercessors. But all of us can pray.
Yes, yes.
Some of us are moved more than others to pray. But all of us stand in the need of prayer. You know, prayer is simply talking and listening to God. And knowing through communication with him, just yes. knowing which way I should go and right. what I should do if I'm in constant communication with him.
Yes, sir.
You see, you can be a prayer without being an intercessor.
That's right.
But you can't be an intercessor without being a prayer. Let me see if I can show you what I mean. You see, David was one of the greatest prayers of all time. In Psalms 51, David says, Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
Yes.
Wash me.
Wash me
thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. He was a praying man. He was a prayer. But Jesus was an intercessor.
All right.
Jesus was probably the greatest intercessor of all time. Jesus prayed for Peter. In Luke 22 and 32, he says, But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
Yes, sir.
Jesus prayed for those who crucified him. And Luke 23:34 says, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And Jesus in John 17 prayed for his disciples and for believers throughout eternity. You see, intercession involves standing in the gap.
Yes.
Amen.
Intervention.
Yes.
Stepping in on somebody else's behalf through prayer.
Hallelujah.
See, intercession is talking with God about people, about situations, about circumstances, and seeking to break through to God's mercy and God's grace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You see, everybody can pray. And God calls us all to pray. But it takes a special person to intercede.
All right.
God only calls some of us to intercede. You see, a prayer can pray, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on mine.
Yes, yes, yes.
But an intercessor is one who can pray, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You see, an intercessor is a special being. Verse 27 says, and Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord.
Yes.
Which am but dust and ashes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You see, I hope I can explain. You see, before you can be an intercessor, before you can pray for someone else, you have to realize who and what you are, but dust and ashes. When you realize it's by God's grace that I stand where I am, it's by God's grace that I am what I am, who I am, and what I can do. It's by God's grace. If it was not for God's grace, I could not stand, but I need God's grace.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And when I realize that I can't even walk without Him holding my hand, when I realize that I could not stand without God holding me up, when I realize that it's all about Him and none about me, then I can pray for somebody else.
Yes. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, God.
I am but dust and ashes and Abraham says, should I, am I even worthy to approach God Almighty? Sometimes we feel that way too. We dare not to ask God for to explain something to us. But God said, you can come to me anytime.
Anytime.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for intercessors, ones who are not afraid to approach God Almighty. When Abraham approached God, when he got the courage up to face God face to face, and when he found out that God has more mercy and more grace than he could even imagine, he said, let me try with 50. Lord, would you save the city if there were 50 righteous? But God said, I can do better than that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So Abraham said, Lord, will you save it for 45? He said, I can do better than that.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You see, when we start to pray, and prayer brings us closer to God. Prayer does not change God, but it changes the way that we see God. It helps us to understand God a little bit better.
All right.
I just want to see if we can understand the concept here this morning, and we'll be done. Abraham became a conduit of mercy.
Yes, sir.
A capacitor, if you will, for God's grace and God's mercy, and someone who the Holy Spirit could just flow through.
Yes.
You see, when you think conduit, it says it's not something that does anything. It just allows something to flow through. When you realize that I'm nothing but empty space, then I can become one that God can use. That when I'm a conduit of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father. When someone realizes that I can't give what I don't have.
Yes.
When Jesus said to Saint Peter, he said, "Do you love me?" He said, "If you love me, feed my sheep."
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he said it to him three times. "Do you love me? If you love me, feed my sheep." I think Peter must have been thinking, "What am I gonna feed them with?"
Come on now. Yes, sir.
Yes. God says to us now, don't worry about it. If I tell you to do it, don't worry about the source. Just make yourself invisible and I will give you what you need.
Yes, he will.
But as long as you keep trying to draw it from yourself, you will fail. But when you become a conduit for the Holy Ghost.
Conduit for the Holy Ghost. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Verse 27, just some attributes, the things that Abraham had. Mm-hmm. Verse 27, it says, "And Abraham answered and said, Behold, I have taken upon me to speak to the Lord, which am but dust and ashes." Abraham humbled himself.
Yes.
When Abraham realized it's not about me, it's all about God.
Yes.
Verse 18 and 19 in that same chapter, it says, "Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." Abraham had made a special relationship with God Almighty. Anybody here got a special relationship with God? A relationship which you realize that I bring nothing to the relationship. But I expect everything.
Yes. Yes.
A special relationship where I'm only the taker, never the giver. I'm just a taker. I just take God's grace and I take God's mercy, and the only requirement is that I don't keep it for myself.
All right now.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank God for Abraham. Thank God for intercessors.
Yes.
Somebody prayed for me.
Yes, sir.
Had me on their mind.
Took
the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad. They prayed.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. A special relationship with God. It involves one who is familiar with God's holy ways. You look at verse 23 through 25, it says, and Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and the righteous should be as the wicked." Abraham spoke back to the Lord. His own words. Have you ever prayed according to what the Bible tells you? You see, Abraham was saying to the Lord, "I know that's not how you do things, because I know you. So as I speak to you, I speak your own words to you." I said, "You say it."
Yes, God. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. Familiar with God's holy words. When you are familiar with God's holy words, you can go to him boldly in prayer and say, "God, you say."
Hey, yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You believe me, Lord. Thank you, God.
Bold enough to approach God. Verse 22 says, and the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord.
Come on now.
Bold enough to approach God Almighty.
Yes.
Hallelujah. A special relationship with God. Able to commune with God. Verse 33 says, and the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham.
All right now.
Let me just pause a minute before I close it. Commune. You need to understand. You see, commune is to converse, to talk familiarly. You know, sometimes we get all tangled up with how we ought to pray, and all you have to do is just to say it simply. The Lord understands. You don't have to go with a whole bunch of fancy words. Just say, "Lord, help me, a sinner like me. I don't even know what to say or which way to even start praying. But Lord, what I do know is that I need some help." Because you get tangled up. Sometimes this world will push you down so far you don't know which way to turn or who to turn to. So you get on your knees and you start trying to pray, but you try to remember the words of prayer, but God knows where you are.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Just say, "Help,
yes,
Lord.
Sir. Help, Lord.
Help, Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
Lord, have mercy on a sinner like me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, thank you for your grace."
Your grace and mercy, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, and when you get yourself in the right position, realizing that it's not all about you, then you will realize that the power of Almighty God can flow through you.
Oh, yes.
When you get yourself and all your junk out of the way.
Yes,
God. Yes,
God. Yes,
Lord.
Trying to tell God how to distribute grace and mercy. God, don't bless him because he's not deserving, neither are you.
Your grace and mercy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
I'm not ready. Stop. This is good to me. I don't know who else is good to. It's good to me.
Yes,
it's good.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Oh, yes.
Abraham was an intercessor. An intercessor capable of praying with God's own heart.
Yes.
In other words, a conduit from God to man.
Yes.
The call to be an intercessor, that's when you're called to pray for others,
yes,
requires the opening of two doors. You have to open the front door for God.
Yes.
And the back door for your lost brethren.
Yes.
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 Thank you.
Yes,
God.
Lord. Thank
I want you
God.
To paint that picture.
Yes.
Because see, some of us are so self-righteous. Some of us know what we've gone through, and we feel like we ought to be patted on the back or to get some kind of reward or trophy for it.
All
right.
So we need to open the front door to God and the back door to the lowest of the low.
Yes, sir, God. Mm-hmm.
And say like Paul, except for the grace of God, there goes me.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God.
The call to be an intercessor is not for everybody. God calls some to be intercessors. But the call of God to pray only requires opening one door. All you have to do is open up the door to Him. Everybody can be a prayer.
Yes.
Second Chronicles says it like this. If I shut up heaven.
Oh, God.
And there be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land. Or if I send pestilence among my people. If my people. Which are called by my name. Shall
humble themselves.
And pray and seek my face. And turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. And will forgive their land. And will heal their land.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
I want to leave you with a simple question. Wouldn't it be a shame if the necessary number to please God came up one short because you didn't answer the call?
Yes.
I'm going to say that one more time.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be a shame if the necessary number to please God came up one short because you didn't answer the call?
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
Practice that prayer. Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
Start with me.
Oh, God, thank you.
Then fix me so that I can pray for others.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Yes.
So that we don't come up
one short.
One short.
All right.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, for your grace and your mercy. It was by grace that I am where I am.
Yes.
For anyone that sits here was by grace and by mercy, Lord, and we thank you.
Thank you, Father God.
Touch us, Lord. Make us humble. Make us see, Lord, that without you, we could not stand. Without you, Lord, we could not have our being.
Yes.
We just praise your name, Lord. For thou art worthy. Thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy.
Grace and mercy.
Oh Lord, we pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.